So many U.S. consumer goods are made in Mexico, from washing machines to electric cars. It's quick and tariff-free to ship most products, making the U.S.-Mexico border region a hub for factories. But another U.S. industry, one you may not expect, is increasingly moving to Mexico. James Frederick brings us this report from Mexico City.
Roll video, roll camera, roll sound.
304, ready to take 13. Mark. Okay.
Through the director's monitor, I'm watching a familiar American scene. A millennial couple is in their neat middle-class kitchen feeding their baby. Dad gets distracted by his phone. But take a step back from the camera. This commercial is being filmed in an Art Deco house in Mexico City's Condesa neighborhood. Dozens of Mexican crew members buzz around an American photographer and Australian director leading the show.
What's happening behind me right now is that the production designer is moving some spices off a spice rack. Their labels are in Spanish and is replacing them with little plants.
The Mexican production designer Monica Bidot's job is often to make Mexico City look like anywhere USA for commercials like this one.
I don't want to say that there's nothing we can't do, but we've done pretty wild things to make it match.
More and more, American and European production companies are ditching Los Angeles for Mexico City to shoot commercials, TV, and films. You've probably seen some of these ads. Six Super Bowl commercials from this year were filmed in Mexico. I'm not allowed to say which company this commercial is for, but trust me, you know the company. It's the second project in Mexico for Australian director Fiona McGee. She said she expected it to be bumpy at first.
The language barrier for me, being Australian and not speaking Spanish, even though I wish I did, was a challenge. But the support is pretty amazing here.
Glued to McGee's side on set is Rodrigo Urbano, her first assistant director and translator.
Dropping the spoon down a little bit.
Not like us.
Dropping the spoon down, now staying in that position.
McGee loves working in Mexico and says some things are easier here.
So you have rolling sets. So if you're shooting multiple days, you're walking in to sets that are already dressed and already lit, which is kind of unheard of in a lot of other places.
Behind this advantage and behind moving any kind of production to Mexico are lower costs and fewer regulations.
We tend to be a third of the cost of a comparable LA production. Non-union, union.
That's Avelino Rodriguez, CEO of the production services company The Lift and president of Mexico's National Film Chamber. He said they've been working to bring the country up to global standards.
So we made a concerted effort to train up the talent, and we grew the talent in the company, no? And it paid off for the company and now for other companies.
On this particular shoot, 97% of the crew was Mexican. But as with any outsourcing, the lingering question is what this means for American film workers who are heavily unionized in stark contrast to their Mexican counterparts. NPR reached out to several U.S. film industry unions and none responded to our questions. The other draw is the city itself, which became a destination for artists during COVID quarantine.
Now you have directors that stayed here, production designers that stayed here, from all sorts of jobs from the creative industries that are now permanent residents in Mexico.
With a business-friendly film commission that makes permitting easy, the film industry in Mexico City is running at all-time highs as more productions come in from abroad. Different labor standards are sure to be an issue, but regardless of what happens in Hollywood, more and more of what you see on your TV will be made in Mexico. For NPR News, I'm James Frederick in Mexico City.